A 27-year-old man has been arrested after a dramatic robbery at a Michael Hill jeweller store at the at a West Auckland mall yesterday. Shoppers fled from Westgate's Northwest shopping mall last night as a group of five thieves smashed cabinets and made off. The police say a man was pursued by patrol cars and the Eagle helicopter and was eventually caught in the South Auckland suburb of Manurewa. He is expected to appear in the Waitakere District Court today, charged with aggravated robbery and failing to stop for police. Jewellery stores have been repeatedly targeted over the past year or so, mostly in Auckland. At Northwest Mall today, one worker from a nearby shop says people are still on edge.
Definitely a bit rattled still, but I mean, yeah, just have to keep on moving on. I've had talks with like senior staff members and everything, and they all say like checking up on us and everything, which is really nice, but yeah, it's sad, but yeah.
Our reporter Jordan Dunn is out at the Northwest Shopping Mall at the moment and joins us now. Kia ora, Jordan. What does the scene look like where you are?
Hey, Ben. Here at Northwest Shopping Centre, it's fairly business as usual after an incredibly frightening incident yesterday. The only difference is that the Michael Hill store itself is, of course, closed. It's been cordoned off and there is increased security around the area. There doesn't appear to be any actual Michael Hill staff in there. Instead, it is just staff who are there cleaning up, people who you can hear from outside the store, the sound of vacuuming glass from obviously these broken cabinets yesterday. And other than that, everyone else is just walking around the store, not as if nothing had happened, but is slightly rattled, with a little bit frightened, but still just going about their day.
Have you seen police there at the store this morning as well, or any signs of extra security?
Yeah, there is bolstered security here, and a couple more police officers. Not a hugely obvious increase in security, but after talking with some of the workers, they do say that the small increase in security does make a big difference. And the security that is already there does actually help them out and make them feel a lot more secure. But most of their police resources and the security are isolated to being around the Michael Hill jeweller that was targeted yesterday.
Yeah, so you've spoken to a few people working at the mall. What else are they saying about how they feel being back at work today?
A lot of them are very rattled, and I think a lot of these people as well are not the high school students, the uni students. There are people that do this as a part-time job, and for these people it's incredibly frightening and very difficult to come back to work today. But for these people that have been here a little bit longer, who have worked at the shopping centre for a wee while longer, they say they're not really surprised. One person who worked with another jeweller said that this is the third one they've seen, and to them it's just a routine at this point to kind of to how to react to these sorts of things. And of course it's still scary, but it's something that they've almost become used to. That some of the other staff said that they had to kind of shelter some of the customers, into their stores, go into the back of the store, and they were very afraid to actually peek out of their store doors, out of fear of what these robbers could do to them.
So you're saying some of the staff say that this is just part of the routine now, and they have to be used to it.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, that one person has been here, has seen three of them, and for these people who may have even seen it for the first time, they know of the other co-workers, they know of other situations at this same mall, and ones all across the city and all across the country where, you know, it's almost something that they don't come to expect per se, but they do come to understand that this is something that is realistically could happen and something that they do need to be prepared for, and that these people who have seen it many times have, you know, trained them or taught them or told them what to do in these situations.
Incredible. So what can you tell us about the other recent jewellery store robberies, particularly in Auckland?
Another one that happened in Newmarket a couple of weeks ago has a kind of similar description to what happened here at Northwest Shopping Centre. What we know is there were five people involved. They came in, they were armed, they used hammers and other objects to break glass. And they went and they escaped, and they had an escape car prepared for them. So two eerily similar situations. And we do know that there would have been four other recent jewellery robberies in the area and across the country, and across Auckland, and police have told us that it's it's not too far to say that there could potentially be some connection between these incidents. Police are yet to say if this is one that could be related potentially to those other ones. But as I mentioned just now, there are some eerie similarities to these situations.
Hey, thank you so much for your time, Jordan. That's our reporter, Jordan Dunn, outside the Northwest Shopping Mall. And just to reiterate, a 27-year-old man has been arrested after that robbery yesterday.